welcome to another top things we've learned. How the theme has changed our life by Adam and Joshua, or Adua.
Yeah, so we've had a great month. It's been a very interesting one. It's Yonic April.
Yeah, Yonic meaning anything that's kind of related to the private parts of the female.
Yeah. So, yeah, and we'll explore as we go what it is. And it's part of our life theming. Every month has a new theme. And it was a great suggestion from Kate.
Yeah, I think it was always destined to get it at some point. Very persistent. You should call her the persistent Kate.
With the persistent Yoni.
Yeah, she has a persistent Yoni, obviously. So let's move on, shall we, quickly to how Yonis have changed our life. We're going to say five things each, and there'll be 10 in total. Josh, would you like to go first?
Sure. So one of the ways that Yonis have changed my life is just the word itself. So, Yonic, because phallic is such a common phrase that this building looks phallic, or that baseball bat that he's using in the film is a phallic symbol, that kind of stuff. Whereas Yonic is not a word that's so much in our vocabulary. So, I've been very enlightened this month about why that might be, because it's like a suppression of the female kind of aspects in our society. And I love the word Yonic, and I've noticed seeing Yonic things all around. In potatoes, in rocks, we've been dancing around a Yonic stone tonight, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
To celebrate the end. And so I just the word itself, I think, is changing my life, because it's making me appreciate the subtle vulvas and vaginas and other things beginning with V in the world around me.
What other voids? Velvet drapes,
yeah, things like that.
Vesica piscus,
vajazzle, all sorts. So anyway, Yonic itself as a new word in my vocabulary. That's the first thing. What about you?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? When we talk to people, especially our female friends, about we're focusing on the yoni or the yonic, and people don't tend to know what it is, which is, you know, which was our situation a few weeks ago. And it is, like you say, it's something that's quite baffling that it's not widely more known in society. Why has that been hushed up or suppressed, or I don't know. But I agree. It was actually one of my 10 things, but you went straight in there, and I think it's a good one to start with. So I'll build on that. Number two, well, my first kind of thing, how the yoni or yonic has changed my life, is understanding how what it represents, not literally, obviously, because I physically male, but actually how we can almost symbolically have a yoni, no matter what gender or sex we are, and that's more creatively or spiritually than just physically. So I haven't got a physical vagina, and I'm not going to have a child or periods or anything like that. However, I do feel that I have a channel of creativity which comes from a higher place, and it works through me. It works through my mind, through my eyes, through my mouth, through my body, and comes out through tubes and down passages, symbolic, not literal, to output. So I'm creating things, whether it be a poem or a photograph or a dance or something creative. So the yoni has changed my life because how I perceive my art, my creativity. And I like the idea that I've got so many things on the go, so many ideas, and I can sometimes still feel a bit stressed that, you know, I haven't got everything done. I've still got lots of creative projects I've started or I'd like to do. And I realise that they're all existing in my pregnancy. And I have a very large belly. It's can accommodate them all. And whatever the
metaphorical.
Metaphorical, of course. And whatever the gestation period is, that's what it is. If it's a couple of weeks, a couple of years, maybe in a couple of decades, it's okay.
Even lifetimes.
Even a couple of lifetimes. So my first one, or number two there, is really the yoni in it as it's channeling creatively, symbolically through us. What's your next one, Joshua?
Oh, should we not do you next? You
oh, yeah, no, I'll do number three, of course. My third one, I'll go with a song. And it's quite a funny song, and it stuck with me because really it's the language, the play of the playful many expressions of how to describe a vagina. Is it Bryony? I didn't guess.
Bryony Cummings.
Oh yeah, Bryony Cummings, the Fanny song. But she has so many different names for it, which is quite humorous and very creative. And I've enjoyed listening to that. Has it changed my life? Well, yes, my understanding of the language around it, it's very playful and creative, and I've enjoyed that. That's my next one, number three.
Well, my number four will relate to your number two. You talked about creativity. I was going to say something about that, but I'll be a bit more focused on channeling, the word channeling, which is kind of a mysterious topic because it seems a bit wacky and a bit out there that someone might channel something from the great beyond, or another dimension or something. And then this month I've been thinking about it quite a lot, and because of what you were saying about the fact we all have something that channels our creative power, and actually maybe when we're in that flow state, we're all channeling. It doesn't need to be an alien from another planet or something, but we're channeling something mysterious, some kind of power, even if it's just, you know, a higher aspect of ourselves or a creative expression. So that's something I'm going to take with me, is the feeling more comfortable with the idea of myself as a creative channel, with the channel being like a yoni, being like that mysterious place of power, creative power. That's my four. My five is caves. Now, I like caves anyway, but we've discovered this month that caves are actually a yonic symbol and a yonic metaphor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't really get in a proper one this month, but we did see some amazing ones, mostly Hell's Mouth on Lamb's Head in Stronsay, which was wonderful. And then we had this life synchronicity when we realised, and we're told by the shopkeeper later, had it confirmed, that there was a channel going all the way through from Whale Geo, which is a big cave on one side of this peninsula, all the way to Hell's Mouth on the other side. And so it was this wonderful feeling of, it's not just a cave, but it's actually a yonic channel.
Yeah.
So that felt very special because it was during yonic month. And in Whale Geo, unfortunately, weirdly, a whale actually did get in there.
And I know, it's crazy.
And got minced up into the caves.
Glitched like a shredder.
Yeah, and all the blubber came out in Hell's Mouth. Oh. So that's how they realised that it went all the way through. And now some people have been going through on their kayaks and stuff.
And did they get shredded too?
No.
So why is it the whale got shredded but the people don't?
I guess a whale doesn't have fingers and feet and toes to be able to clamber on the rocks. Or a kayak to protect it from the mincing rocks. So there you go. But anyway, the main thing that I'm enjoying and I'm going to take with me as a life changer is the appreciation of the caves all underneath our feet, especially when we're on rugged terrain, cliffs and stuff.
Nice. Okay, is it my turn?
I think so. Yeah, it's your. So it's the sixth thing now.
4, 5, 6. Okay, which would be my third thing. I am going to go for food. And we had oysters this month, which I would never really choose to have. I think I had a bad experience with an oyster a few years ago in an omelette, but I've never actually eaten one. Not that I remember. Maybe I did once in Brighton, but anyway, it was they were on the island of Hoy, so they were called hoysters, which I thought was a very nice kind of name. And we kind of just swallowed one whole, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which, has it changed my life? Well, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to eat oysters again and again in my life, but it's a memory, and it kind of helped me to get over the bad experience I had a few years ago. I mean, it's just weird because I just didn't really taste it. I think the person said in the cafe, oh, you can swill it round. You can actually, you know, have it in your mouth for a little bit first and then swallow it. And I didn't. I just kind of, like a vitamin, just shoved it straight down my throat. Did you put it in your mouth?
I did put it in my mouth. Of course, you saw me put it in my mouth.
No, but did you kind of swill it round a bit before?
No, I didn't chew it or do it. I think he said chew it a bit, and I didn't want to do that because I thought it was still alive.
Oh, yeah, that's not nice.
But apparently they don't have nerve endings, so it's less cruel than, you know, picking a carrot.
A carrot?
Yeah.
Well, does a carrot have nerve endings?
I think carrots do scream when you pick
them. Oh, stop it. Ridiculous.
But you've been watching
Veggie Tales, but there's no... Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so we just ate a live thing, like completely alive?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not okay, is it?
Well, some people would say that getting someone else to farm your meat is not okay either.
Yeah,
that was true. Alive at some point.
Yeah.
Which brings me nicely onto my next one.
I think I've got to do two in a row, haven't I?
Go for it.
Yes, I got to do... is that number six and number seven?
Yeah.
So I will go... this is my penultimate one. I think I've learned a lot about... on a more personal note, which has impacted me in my life, the vagina stories of my friends... just my close friends have been more open about some of their experiences with their vagina. You know, one of them.
Let's maybe not share.
I wasn't gonna say anything too personal, but yeah, just different. Well, some of them funny and some of them not so much actually. But I think I've learned a lot about the connection and the relationship and what it means, and I guess I have that somewhat, you know, to my own sexual organs as well, but I think it's lovely to hear that from a female perspective because I don't have one and I don't have access to one, so yeah, that's learning from my female friends their own yonic stories. That's my fourth thing, or number seven.
And I've learned some yonic stories for my number eight, for the number eight, from across the world, like in China. Apparently there were women who used to stand on their city walls and raise up their skirts to scare away invading marauders, and then learning more about Sheila Nagigs, like these ancient carvings on churches in across the UK where women are revealing their feminine regions, and it's you know, very, very much kind of I want to do a celebration of the wonderful power of being female, and that kind of mother nature power and earth and vagina power, and I don't really know how to word it, yonic power really. And I already love females and appreciate them, but I guess it's deepened my understanding of the depths of the wondrousness of the feminine energy of not just human beings, but of female animals and Mother Nature and all of these things. So, yeah, female power. That's my next one. Now, my last one, well, you've said food, so I'll do that. I might talk about life and death in general, like in terms of things that will change my life. I was thinking, we had those lambs outside. There was lambs that were just born just before we walked past, and we saw it you know, the mother licking its bits off and stuff, the red stuff. So that's amazing that you come into life through a yonic channel. But also, thinking about this idea of when people have life, death after life experiences, or whatever you call it, and they see a tunnel of light and it's, they kind of move through it. And it is like, again, it's like this mysterious channel that you move through from one dimension to another. And I think that will stick with me. And I believe that when I die, I will, it's almost like be born into a new realm. So it's like just another birth, rather than it feeling like that's just the end of that.
Hmm.
Who knows where, who knows what. But yeah, I think the yonic and yonis are markation points or punctuation points between demarcation points between realms. So beginning of life and the end of life.
Oh, very good.
So that's my nine. So I am all done. What about you?
Well, I think I was trying to think, what else have I learned, or kind of how it's altered the way I see things. And I'm just thinking, there wasn't really, unfortunately, there weren't anything we watched that kind of did that, any films or TV programs that we happened to get to watch in the last month. I think there's more we could have. But I think in terms of image-wise, photographically, I've been trying to, like you said earlier, about seeing the yonic shape in the world, in things around us.
Potatoes.
In nature, but also in people and in just things around the house. Or
in people? What do you mean? Like, see someone and they've got a yoni in their folds of their chin?
It could be they've got certain yonic kind of cracks or quarters, you know, just in all sorts of places, really. You don't realize. And I would take a photo, and not of a person so much, but I would try to build up a typology, you know, like a series of photos on the same theme. And I'm still working on that beyond now into the next month. But it's a lovely shape to celebrate photographically, and I wonder how that will look when I finish. They'll look next to each other. So that will be my last one, how it's altered my perception creatively. Of course, this is now something I'm pregnant with, and it will be birthed through one of my yonis, probably my brain one more than my heart or my soul, but we'll see. So anyway, I was going on little mini tangents, but that's the thing about the yoni, is you can dive in and delve in and get lost and, you know, kind of get into all sorts of scrapes and conversations. And I think that's the fun of it. Hasn't it been wacky and wild and different?
It's been a great month. And it's been a challenge for us. Not been challenging. I think we've got into it well, but it has been a challenge for us because it's very separate to our experience in some ways. But then we realise actually it's not. It's all around us. We came into this life through a yoni.
Yeah.
So all is good.
It's good. We've learnt a lot, and we appreciate what it is, our female friends, the power in all of us, creatively, spiritually, metaphorically.
Yeah.
And the physical, of course. So that was April's theme of 2023, the yonic or the yoni. Let's hope if you're listening to this, you've learned something about that. You can go off and have a look at the images of Sheila Nagig or of other biological things to learn, or in popular culture. There's many things out there. And we're going to move on to May's theme.
Yeah.
We are going to be focusing our attention this next month on
wolves. The wolves of May. The wolves of May.
Yeah, the May wolves are the wolves of May. So this animal is going to take up our time, and we're going to learn about what wolves represent and what they mean to us and to society, to folklore.
Watching some war films, I'm sure.
And some lots and lots of songs we've been sorting out and experiences. I'm not sure. It's going to be harder because there aren't any wolves near us in Orkney, but we'll find something related to it.
Yeah, we can channel our own inner wolf leading on from the Yonic theme.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
We'll find stuff to do. But we're doing, yeah, a tiny bit of an abridged podcast today just because, various reasons that mean that we don't have as much time. But if you are listening to this, next time will probably be similar as to normal, like we have Moogie on our laps in a dressing gown and that kind of thing.
She's in a dressing gown. Or she's in a pair of shorts.
She's in a pair of shorts at the moment in the other room.
But she's not wearing a pair of shorts, of course. She's nestled inside one of the legs.
Yes.
She does have a pair of shorts or a children's dressing gown.
Yep, she's a good little pig. And actually, she's the nearest Yoni we have.
Yes.
Well, she has the nearest Yoni.
She is. So we do have a Yonic in this household. We are pleased about that. She has represented that. We don't have a wolf in this house.
Not that we're aware of.
No. But, you know, maybe...
maybe what?
Symbolically, you know, one of us could be a wolf.
Yeah, or maybe next full moon.
Watch out. I think there's one next week. And, of course, when you need to know the time...
Just ask Mr... Oh, we should play that.
Mr. Wolf.
Oh, we should play that. We've got visitors coming.
What? We should play What's the Time, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah.
We should play... Oh, yeah. Did you used to play that walking across the street?
Yeah. What's the time, Mr. Wolf? Not across the street. Across the playground.
Oh, no. We did it over our road from one curb to the other. And then we had to kind of avoid the cars coming. What? But we had to remember where we were. Cause it was a stationary game, wasn't it? It's one where you had to...
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we can probably discuss this more at the end of the month.
Yeah,
because it might be maybe not something that changes our world, but who knows if we get to record? I'm just looking at the recorder. We get to play it. Anyway, folks, we love you and we'll leave you. Hope you've had a wonderful month. Enjoy May and all it has to offer, spring. And
we look forward to catching up with you at some point soon.
Yeah, if not by the end of the month, if not before. Take care, lots of love.
Lots of love. Bye.